guys, welcome to the Earl Trash Podcast. I don't know what episode this is, but it is during the coronavirus pandemic. No, this is not Robert from the future talking. Listen, the world's all fucked up right now. So old Robert from the past, before the coronavirus, I want you to hear this. Things are fucked up. Like, people, if somebody would have told me that we would have people fighting in stores for some paper they use to mash their shit against their asshole instead of washing it with water like normal fucking people, like humans, not like animals, I would have thought you were crazy. I was like, who would fight over toilet paper? Just spray your ass. Run a hose into your bathroom. Anything, any water will help. You don't even need soap, just some water. Well, that's what's come to. There's no toilet paper anywhere. I guess they are rationing some out at Grocery Outlet. If you're in Reno, in this area, then head over there. Maybe you'll get lucky. They'll let you have some. What does rationing toilet paper mean? Like, they're only putting out like 10 packages at a time? Come on. We need to just have all the toilet paper that we have in Reno and Sparks and just put it like Victorian Avenue. Just put it right there in the middle of Victorian Avenue, and then whoever gets it, gets it. I feel like we're on the verge of a Mad Max situation, and I love it. We just need to get there. Let's just get there. Let's bypass all this shit and just go right there. I want to wear leather and spikes, and I want a weird dirt bike quad combo hybrid that spits juice everywhere it goes. And I want some guy on the back of it playing guitar solo with a huge boner. I require all my henchmen to have boners constantly. Just gonna feed them Viagra and Roman ads are, and I just don't know why we're not doing that. Like, why do we not have a mob of 15 guys crowded on one quad with boners and electric guitars ruling the streets? I don't know. But yeah, it's crazy out there. Very crazy. There's people, and my friend just had a kid like a day ago, 2 days ago. Damn, man. It's fucked up. There's this virus out there, and baby just says, shut. Like, I'm fucking here, bro. What's going on? Oh, there's a virus. It's got everybody locked inside. That's cool. I just shit and sleep. Solid. Sounds like we have a good day ahead of us. I'm lucky enough that my job is paying me as I'm out of work, because that's shut down. So that worked out for me. But a lot of people aren't that lucky. So if you know somebody who's working in the service industry or for a business that's shut down and they are not getting paid, you know, maybe Venmo them some money. Venmo them some cash, you know? You never know. I'm lucky enough, I'm getting paid so far. So I feel guilty, you know, I feel guilty hoarding my money. I still got to pay some bills, you know, but I definitely have money to spare. But instead, I bought some video games, and yeah, I started playing Oblivion again. I haven't played Oblivion in a long time because I bought this Windows laptop. Because for a while I was without a laptop, and it was making it really hard to record podcast episodes. So I just kind of didn't. I just like went on a hiatus for a while. And now I got this laptop, so it makes it easier. And I got a headset that I thought would work, but then when I tried it, it made this dumb clipping noise all the time. It sounded like I was driving. You ever drive on a street that has just like the lines are too close? And you just hear it. Constantly, that's what was going on. So I decided that that should change. So luckily my wife's working from home and she has a headset that sounds a little bit better. Not great, but it'll do the trick. So I'm gonna look into some sort of headset mic combo that's gonna be good. If you guys have suggestions, feel free to message me some suggestions or direct me to where to go. Probably not gonna be able to buy it for a while because I think Amazon is freezing all their shipments that are non-essential. So unless I have this headset hidden inside a loaf of bread or a package of toilet paper, I'm not sure I'm gonna get it or be able to order it. Good news is I got lots of food. I went to Costco today. I stood in line with these fucking mutants. I don't know what else to call them. These people standing in line Costco in the morning, they really are mutants. They really are like something else. They all ate dirt as a kid, apparently. I had this woman in front of me talking about how she ate dirt and bugs when she was little. Listen, I'm a boy, okay? I grew up like a boy, all right? Biologically, it's who I am. I should have been eating dirt and bugs. I didn't. I don't like bugs, and I don't like eating dirt. It doesn't taste great. So, I don't know. Some people would say being a Slav that you eat eggshells and dirt and pickled debris, but it's not true. I like pickled beets. I like pickled cabbage. Sarma is my shit, but as far as pickled dirt, no one's eating pickled dirt. I wouldn't even know how to get around, like what kind of jar. Is there a special jar I gotta get? Because dirt was just gonna rub on the jar and maybe wear the glass down. I don't know. Never pickled dirt before. If any of you are dirt picklers, let me know, because I have no idea how to pickle dirt, and apparently that's what I should be doing. I imagine you add some vinegar to some dirt and it pickles. I don't know. I have no idea. But that's one thing. So apparently they're not afraid of getting disease because they ate dirt and bugs as a kid. First of all, you're nasty. Eating fucking dirt and bugs as a little girl. Are you fucking crazy? What's wrong with you? Next thing is, you'll still get it. And this person's old as hell. You'll die. You know how you could look at somebody and you go, you're dead. You're gonna die. Like, you look frail as hell walking around healthy. You know? This woman was limping everywhere. She had those, I don't know what they're called, sneakers with a little spring on the back heel. You know, it looks like Super Mario shoes. That's what she had. So she's not healthy, you know? She's probably using her Costco card as a walker. So, I don't know. She's not going to make it, obviously. And I wish her the best, but you're still going to get it. Let's say the symptoms aren't that bad and she does live miraculously with her Super Mario shoes. She's still going to infect tons of other people. And that's the thing with this. You just don't want to take the risk. I was supposed to have D&D tonight. Dungeons and Dragons, people. I was supposed to be playing. And guess what? I'm not now. Not at all. And you know, it's just to be safe. Which I appreciate. I appreciate that the Dungeon Master wants to keep everybody safe. If it was still me, because I used to be Dungeon Master, if it was still me, I'd be like, get the fuck over here. You're losing a level. Alright, bitch? I don't got time. Fuck around, we got a fucking world to save. But that's not how it is. So that was my Costco trip. Trying to think of what else. Let's see. Oh, it's also my second day going to Costco in a row in the morning. And it's cold as shit and crazy people. Once I got in there, it was fine. Once I got in there, it was really calm and they had lots of food. They just didn't have any paper shit. No toilet paper, no paper towels, but they had food. Yeah, tons of food. I bought so much damn meat. So I'm set. I'm set for a while. I got peanut butter, I got meat, got some canned stuff, got bread, eggs, so many eggs. So I'll be good. I got croissants, I got a cheesecake, some non-essentials, but I feel like it's a good thing. I got, gonna make some Beyond Burgers in a little bit. I just love this Beyond thing because it does taste better to me. It tastes good, and it makes me feel good. Like I feel good eating it. I feel like, all right, you're getting some vegetables there, buddy. And but it's also got this meat thing going on. A little bit. Put a slice of cheese on the burgers. Delicious. They got these sausages, and I really recommend the spicy Italian because it's not very spicy. It's just enough to make it taste like an Italian, maybe an Italian sausage, maybe. No, but maybe. And I've got some slanina, which you don't know. I'll try to explain the best I can. It's like cured bacon, right? You don't cook it, you just eat it. It's good. Good for you. It's meat. Put balls in your hairs, okay? It's great. Amazing stuff. Very Slavy food. You just eat it, and it beats the hell out of jerky. It's basically like a rare jerky. You know, if you ordered your jerky rare, it's just like that. It's good. You'll put the. I'm telling you, if it caught on, the U.S. jerky business would no hit them. They'd be like, "Oh my God, these people! I mean, you already got to chew on jerky. This, you just got to chew a little bit more, and you cut it in little bits, like little squares, and it's easy." I gave one of my friends a whole piece, and he was chewing it for a while, and I was like, "You can take the whole piece if you want. You're just gonna be chewing a while. That's all." But the flavor's intense, so it's real good. Yeah, so that's what I did today. I got a baby shower coming up, which you know me. Baby showers. No baby. Baby won't be there. But some reason I have to give a gift. I have to show up and pretend that there's a baby there. Just, you know. Well, let's just have it after, huh? Can we do that? Maybe you've heard this rant of mine before, but there's nothing else where we celebrate something that hasn't happened. No, no, nothing. We don't do that. It's like a birthday, right? You celebrate someone's birthday. Well, they had the birthday. You're looking at them. They're right in front of you. Hey, you were born 20 years ago. It's your 20th birthday party. Yeah, I was. You know how I know that? You're right here, and you look 20 to me. But for some reason, baby shower, this woman with a belly comes in and she says she's pregnant, so there's no awkward, are you pregnant? Are you getting big? You know, there's none of that. And she comes, she says, yeah, I'm having a baby. And yeah, where is it? It's not here. Where? No, it's in my stomach. Okay. Do you have a sonogram? You can't, well, you could have got that from somebody, you know? You could have borrowed a sonogram from your friend, and then all of a sudden, you invite us to this party where everyone gives you gifts. We all watch you open it, and guess what? What if there's no baby? Do I get the gift back? You know, or did you take my receipt? Do I keep the receipt, hold on to it, and there's like an exchange afterwards if it doesn't work out? You know, it's terrible, but you know what I mean? Can you imagine that? You buy someone a stroller. They were never pregnant. They just wanted to get these gifts. Why? Well, they take the receipt, they return them, they could get cash for it. So it's not unheard of. It's not unfounded. It could happen. It's plausible. I'm just saying, what other thing do we celebrate that hasn't happened? Even national holidays. You know, like Thanksgiving, let's just say. Now, I'm not one that thinks that there was Thanksgiving, but we're not really celebrating Thanksgiving. We're celebrating the fact that, you know, we tried to be friendly with these people and then we just killed them all and took their land. That's what's being put out there. You know, I don't think that ever happened. I don't think that these white settlers sat down with these brown inhabitants of this land that they wanted and said, hey. And can you think about how ballsy it is even that England sent its, these people are like, we fucking hate England. They're taxing us too much. Fuck the church. We want freedom. We're going to go colonize this land. And did they, I've never heard when I was learning about pilgrims and America, I never heard that the pilgrims sent a letter to America and said like, hey, is anyone here? You guys fucking around or what? Anyone answering this? Like, did the natives send a letter back that said, hey, yeah, we're here. This is our place. You can come visit, but I don't know, you know, I don't think it's going to work out for you to stay. You know, did they ever get an answer back? Because if they got some mail back that said, hey, there's plenty of room. Come move in with us. That's one thing. You know what I mean? That's kind of on the natives. Like, you should kind of like done your due diligence. But I don't think that happened. I think they just showed up and they said, we live here now. You know? You ever had that friend? You know, you have like some of these scumbag friends. You know, your friend's a scumbag, but they're your friend, so whatever. But they come over and then you think, like, oh man, I'm not sure they're ever going to leave. Like, I told them they could come. They could stay for me for a week. I thought they were on vacation. Turns out they got no job and they didn't have anywhere to go and they just moved in with me. And I didn't know yet. You know, then you got to have a talk with them. You got to sit them down. You got to say, listen, you know, I'm so glad you're out here. It's been great hanging out with you, but what the fuck are you doing? Huh? You going to live your life or what? You going to stay here for free forever? So, I don't know. I don't know if they got a letter back from the natives. If I was a native and I sent them a letter back that said, yeah, come move in, I'd be kicking myself in the ass. You know? I don't think they did that. I think they just showed up. They just showed up and said, ah, we live here now. It's just, that's where the entitlement comes from, I think. The American entitlement. The, I get to do whatever I want all the time, and if it includes you or bothers you, just deal with it. Like when I was at Costco today, they had these girls that were just filming a line of us, just standing in line in the cold. Like, look at all these assholes. And after a while, after 2 days, I just start flipping them off, calling them bitches. I'm like, hey, fuck you, huh? Okay? I don't need to be filmed. I'd like to keep a little dignity waiting in this line, you know? Don't film me. They feel entitled, like they want to have a cool Instagram story, so they just get to film strangers. Isn't that weird? Isn't that fucking insane? Like, you got 100 followers on Instagram, and you want to film a complete stranger waiting in line, and then you're just going to put, like, what a crazy line on your story, and then I'm just like a volunteer extra in your film. Are you nuts? What's wrong with you? I just don't understand that. I don't understand these people. Film it. Like, they have their phone out in front of their steering wheel. They're driving through the parking lot filming people. What's going on here? Am I in some sort of parallel universe? Why the fuck are we doing this? And for what? So some one of your friends can look at it and be like, oh, look at this person. They saw the line. Do you know where you were when you saw the line? It just drives me crazy. Well, listen, it's been real catching up with all of you. We'll end it here for today, you know. Just a quick hop back in the water. And we'll see you next time. All right? Stay safe out there.